Preacher and Prayer by Ian Bounds, Chapter 9. I ought to pray before seeing anyone. Often when I sleep long or meet with others early, it is 11 or 12 o'clock before I begin secret prayer. This is a wretched system. It is unscriptural. Christ arose before day and went into a solitary place. David says, quote, early will I seek thee, unquote. Quote, thou shalt early hear my voice, unquote. Family prayer loses much of its power and sweetness, and I can do no good to those who come to seek from me. The conscience feels guilty, the soul unfed, a lamp not trimmed. Then when in secret prayer the soul is often out of tune. I feel it is far better to begin with God, to seek his face first, to get my soul near him before it is near another. Robert Murray Machini. The men who have done the most for God in this world have been early on their knees. He who fretters away the early mornings, its opportunity and freshness, in other pursuits than seeking God, will make poor headway seeking him the rest of the day. If God is not first in our thoughts and efforts in the morning, he will be in the last place the remainder of the day. Behind this early rising and early praying is the ardent desire which presses us into this pursuit after God. Morning listlessness is the index to a listless heart. The heart which is behindhand is seeking God in the morning, has lost its relish for God. David's heart was ardent after God. He hungered and thirsted after God, and so he sought God early, before daylight. The bed and sleep could not chain his soul in its earnestness after God. Christ longed for communion with God, and so, rising a great while before day, he would go out into the mountain to pray. The disciples, when fully awakened and ashamed of their indulgences, would know where to find him. We might go through the list of men who have mightily impressed the world for God, and we would find them early after God. A desire for God which cannot break the chains of sleep is a weak thing and will do but little good for God after it has indulged itself fully. The desire for God that keeps so far behind the devil and the world at the beginning of the day will never catch up. It is not simply the getting up that puts men into the front and makes them captain generals in God's host, but it is the ardent desire which stirs and breaks all self-indulgent chains. But the getting up gives vent, increase, and strength to the desire. If they had lain in bed and indulged themselves, the desire would have been quenched. The desire aroused them and put them on the stretch for God, and this heeding and acting on the call gave their faith its grasp on God, and gave to their hearts the sweetest and fullest revelation of God. And this strength of faith and fullness of revelation made them saints by eminency, and the hallow of their sainthood has come down to us, and we have entered on the enjoyment of their conquest. But we take our fill in enjoyment and not in productions. We build their tombs and write their effigies, but are careful not to follow their examples. We need a generation of preachers who seek God and seek him early, who give the freshness and due of effort to God, and secure in return the freshness and fullness of his power, that he may be as the dew to them, full of gladness and strength through all the heat and labor of the day. Our laziness after God is our crying sin. The children of this world are far wiser than we. They are at it early and late. We do not seek God with ardor and diligence. No man gets God who does not follow hard after him, and no soul follows hard after God who is not after him in early morning.